Peter, you are here as part of the interprovincial working group that's over in Ireland, but you are actually on sabbatical, and as part of that sabbatical, you have done something quite interesting. You got on your bike and have been cycling from Amsterdam to Istanbul.
The first part I made in 2013 with a friend from Amsterdam, or the place where I live, 60 kilometers north of Amsterdam, to Budapest. That's the so-called Limes way. It's the old border of the Romans. So along the rivers, the Rhine, the Main, the Donau, Tauber, and so on, to Budapest. So we ended up in Budapest, and now this year, that was 1 month, and now I took another month to bike from Budapest, or in the neighborhood of Budapest, to Istanbul.
Did you do it on your own?
This one I did on my own, not totally on my own, for the Lord was on my rear carrier.
You were carrying Jesus with you on the bike.
Yes, yes, yes. His weight is very, very light. Yes.
His burden is easy and his yoke is light, yes. Well, and how did you feel his presence with you?
We made jokes. When there was again a hill, and I told him to push a little bit, and he told me it was your idea to do this.
So, I'm just coming along for the ride.
Yes, that's it, yes. He was just sitting and having a good time, yeah.
Why did you do it, Peter? Was it to get closer to the Lord?
I'm already, I think, from my point of view, very close to the Lord, and He is always very close to me. But I'm residing in Byzantine Rite next to my Latin Rite. So Istanbul or Constantinople is the heart of the old Byzantine Empire. So I wanted to touch the Hagia Sophia. That was my goal.
Mind you, you could have flown there. Why did you do it by bike?
It's important not to only hit the goal, but to be underway. So, or by walking, but that takes a long time, or by bike, like to Santiago. I did the same with Santiago de Compostela, and I did the same with Rome, from my home into these places. And to be underway is the best thing to do. It's the way of the Lord, and the Lord is the way. So, that's it.
And your name means pilgrim, so really, you are a pilgrim, and you pilgrimage speaks to you.
Yes. If you hit the asphalt, there's a lot of kilometers. This last part was 1,700 kilometers. And a lot of asphalt, a lot of hills, a lot of valleys, a lot of countryside, and loneliness in a way. So you can think about a lot of things, about your own sins or whatever, or the things you want, or the things you need, or thinking of the goal you are cycling towards, that goal. But it's underway. That's important.
So the journey itself is the destination, is in some sense. What did you learn, or did what struck you? Or, you know, Henry Thoreau once said, "I will tell you of a journey that has shaped me." Does your journey shape you in any way?
It's still in my body. It hurts. It still hurts. The sun, the wind, the nature, the flowers. It was 6 weeks, I told you, 6 weeks, yes. It is nearly 40 days of hot sun. Not like Ireland, it's only sun. I had only 1 day of rain on those days. So it was hot, sweating, you have to drink, you have to watch, you have to watch out for cars or trucks and meeting people on the way. So these guys, they have a little shop along the road, and they sell tomatoes or honey or very healthy things. And, oh, is this your bike? Oh, what does it cost? I didn't dare to tell them. And then we had a small talk about my profession and my country and their country and their family. And do you want a coffee? Yes. And I didn't have to pay. And one night I was looking for a little hotel in a small village, and someone showing me a little hotel, and there was a couple, an older couple, and they were so wonderful to give me a room and give me a meal and give me their own homemade drinks, very strong. And then the next morning I want to pay, and they told me, no, you are a friend, you don't have to pay. So where do you get that in Western Europe? It's fantastic.
And it goes back to the heart of Ignatius, who actually sent Jesuits out like that.
Yes, the way of the pilgrim, yes. And I'm going to tell the people in the course here, in the prayer guidance, my little story, and that it will open your eyes and your heart and your ears, and it blows away the dust of your normal life. For believing is not normal, it's something heavenly. So yeah, that's it.
So do you think that sometimes we get very familiar with life, everything is, because we do it and we do it every day and we see the same things every day, that we, it is the old cliche, familiarity breeds contempt, but perhaps when you get up on a bike and have to survive like that on your own, mm-hmm. You mentioned tomatoes on the roadside, beautiful produce, flowers, do you see them with a different eye?
It's all creation of God, myself too, so I feel it in every muscle, in every 100 meters, in every tree, in the cows, in the birds, in the flowers, in the people, in the children waving, or the truck drivers. They were always making this beep noise and waved towards me, for I was the only bike in all these kilometers. So I was amazed. So many people were waving at me, and that's important. There is a little contact between a totally stranger with a totally stranger. So that's nice. That's a sign of God, I think. Why not?
And when you got there to your goal, even though the journey was so important, mm-hmm. What was that like to be there where the Byzantine Rite began?
In a way, it's a deception, for you are no longer underway. You are in a hotel, a more expensive hotel than the rest. Of course, it's in Istanbul on the Golden Horn. And then all of a sudden, you are in the heart of Istanbul, in the Hagia Sophia or the Blue Mosque or Topkapi Museum, and you are wandering about, and all of a sudden it's there. It's like coming into heaven, and then it's over. But the way towards heaven, or the way towards this magnificent church, that was the important thing. But to touch those stones, that is very touching. Yeah. Yeah.
But that is an amazing insight, that you make the journey, you go there, you reach a destination, and then you realize that the destination wasn't really the most important thing.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
So that's what you'll be telling the people when you speak to them here in Knock.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Open your eyes, open your ears, let there be sweat and pain in your muscles, and go different ways. Not always the same. I was in Iraq as a Navy chaplain, of course, with the Marines, and then I came back, and I visited, of course, my normal supermarkets in the small village where I live, and I was in tears.
Why?
So many of the same, so much of the same, so overload of choice. Products of choice, and yeah, in a week it's normal again. But the first time, and all these people around the place where they have to pay, always making these commands, you know. I don't like the waiter. It's this and this. If you are coming from a different country or place, or you have to work hard to be there, living in a tent or basic life, then it is very very, very hard to get this normal life again. Yeah. Sorry for my English. But
no, your English is absolutely perfect. So for you now, you will be sharing that changed way of looking. And great if people can feel that Jesus is as close to them as he was with you on the back of your bike.
Yes, I think so. I hope I can tell them that.
Did Jesus say anything else to you before the journey was over?
I love you. Yes.
And you believe that?
I sometimes have the feeling, is it true? Is it true? Is he really loving me? And I think that for most of the people, that's the problem. You know, he's telling you it every phrase in the scripture. He is doing it with his life, and then you are not believing that he is loving you. That's it. Maybe something for marriage.
And you knew he loved you?
Yes. Yes, I'm a sinner, of course. Or not. But he's with me. Yes.